True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 Hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 Sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
It's time for the percolator.
Oh, you better turn that up for me. I'm in here dancing. Oh.
It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator.
Oh, sit down, Dita. Get off the table. Get off the table, please. We need you ready for the night.
It's time for the percolator.
Y'all help us.
It's time for the percolator. I had to get us ready. Y'all, I'm so excited.
She get off. She got that split. She just split.
Oh. We're hitting it in this morning. If I really was on the table, they wouldn't know what to do with me this morning. This is News to Talk 1380 WAOK. This is your girl D. And we having us with us this morning, we have LJ. Hey. And this morning, we have a special guest. He is no stranger to many. I know him. I've known him for a long time. When I first met him, he was actually leaving the State House, running for CEO of DeKalb County. Did a stellar job. I've got to say, he has probably been one of the best CEOs that we've had probably across this country. Was always down for Black people, doing what he needed to do. And then he was a state rep. Then he was a county commissioner. Then he went back, ran for some other offices, and went back to being a state rep. And then something happened. He switched parties. I don't even know why. He going to have to tell you that himself. But anyway, good morning and welcome to the show, Vernon Jones.
Hey,
Madam Representative, how are you?
I'm well. You laughing, but I'm
your
just
crew. I like your percolated crew you got with you.
Because we're cutting up today.
Y'all cutting up.
We can't help
it. Okay, now y'all going to cut up on me, right?
No. I'm really not. I really want you to tell us, you know, a lot of people say stuff, and you know, over the years, when you switch parties, they were like, well, we don't like Vernon Jones anymore. And I'd be like, well, yeah, Vernon is, you know, has been my friend for a while. So maybe, you know, you can tell people why you switch parties and why you think Donald Trump should be president. I don't know. I mean, I don't think he should be the president. I don't think he should be in jail. But you can tell us what you think. Come on now, for real.
Well, Madam Representative, let's be clear about one thing. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on your show.
Did you say my show? Was that a Freudian slip?
Stay tuned. But thank you for having me on your show. And, gosh, I can't say enough about you. I don't know anybody who's more dedicated to public service than you, in and out of office. And one thing about you, D, you don't care. You take a stand, and you're like an oak tree. You don't bend. So I appreciate that, admire that, and I appreciate your words about me. D, let me be clear about one thing. I was born and reared on a tobacco farm in North Carolina, and my folks taught me hard work. They taught me to be faith-based and to get educated, and that the world don't owe you anything. But also, be your own man. Be your own person. One person in the crowd is a majority. Courage. And so I didn't leave the Democrat Party. The Democratic Party left me. I wasn't born and raised to believe a man can have a baby. I don't support children having transgender operations. I don't support illegals. I support immigration, but I don't support illegals coming here and they get a free laptop, a free cell phone, free hotel, free education, free medical, and we have American black soldiers slipping on bridges, people with mental issues that we're not giving them any resources to take care of themselves. Our schools are crumbling. Our kids are coming in almost last in many places in the education system. So when I saw a party going off the cliff, I just didn't want to go off that cliff. But that's my choice. That is my choice. And anybody want to tell me how to vote or what to do, they need to be paying my bills. And I don't think anybody out there want to pay my bills. If so, I'll do what the hell they want me to do. But until then, I'm my own man. It ain't about Trump. It's about me. Do I think Trump has done a much better job than the current administration? Yes, and here's why. Under the previous administration, gas was a lot less than it is now. Now, they say, well, gas is going down. Yes, going down, but it's not where it was 4 years ago. Interest rates now almost 7%. Those who want to buy a home, they can't buy a home now because the interest rates are too high. Or if they have a home, they don't want to sell it because they're locked into 2.3 from the previous administration. And money is just expensive now. That's a fact. When I look at the cost of food, milk, sausage, pound of ground beef, it makes sense. It makes sense that prices were a lot less then than it is now. And so I'm looking at it from an economic, my pocket. I'm looking at how we have to look out for Americans first. We send billions to Ukraine, billions. But we're struggling to try to get money to expand Medicaid or Medicare. And so when I just look at policy, take all this stuff out. Let me tell you another thing. My mother's black. My grandmother's black. My daughter's black. My two grandbabies are black. Black females. All of them female. I'm not, I don't have a problem with this lady being a female. That's preposterous. I won't vote for her. All of us black men won't support her because she's a female. That's crazy. Stop that narrative. That's divisive. We just don't want to support that particular woman. Tulsi Gabbard, been a different candidate. Condoleezza Rice, a different candidate. Susan Rice, some others.
But these are all Republican candidates. Women, so it's not Susan Rice.
But wait a minute. Gabbard, Tulsi just changed. She's a Democrat and United States Congress. Susan Rice, last time I checked, is a Democrat. Last time I checked now. So, but what difference does it make if it's Republican or Democrat? When can we get to when it's about the person and not the party?
Okay, Vernon. So let's do this.
Don't dial my number if you don't want me to answer.
No. That's what I'm going to do. I just let you. You just did a whole diatribe, but let's break them down because it is some value to some of the things you just said, and I think let's break them down. So let's start with immigration, because you know what? Let's start with immigration. Now, there are a lot of black people who feel the way you feel about immigration and certain people getting certain things, I, for one, I think immigration has been demonized, but I also believe when there was a plan on the table by the Democrats, your boy Trump, now he shot it down and told them not to vote for it so that he could use that as a platform for running for president. Now, if that the concern was really for that, then he would have did that.
So let's talk immigration. What y'all fail to talk about is the United States Congress passed House Resolution 2 before this Senate bill, so-called bipartisan Senate bill, and that bill was to address immigration. That bill went over to the Senate, and Chuck Schumer didn't let that bill see the light of day. That was before the Senate bill that they wanted to pass. So don't say that we didn't do anything.
But you got to go back to that bill, Bernie. It was some things in that particular bill. Wait a minute. Now, there were some things in that particular bill that was going to be detrimental, not just to the people that was coming from the Mexican border. It was going to...
What was it then?
Well, first of all, it was going to cause problems as it relates to people migrating from, or not migrating, coming from the African countries as well, and the Caribbean.
But what was the problem, though?
That's the problem. You cannot ban people from other countries because you're trying to keep them from coming from across the border. I get it that there is an issue on the border. So I agree with you on the issue on the border. But we on the border, the Mexican, on the border with the United States. But we got to be honest in this discourse that you can't ban most Africans and Caribbean people. They can't get here just walking across the border or going under an underground tunnel. They've got to come on planes. They've got to come by boats, big boats. They can't really go in no little boat and get here. So you cannot make it so that other people cannot get to this country just because you're trying to keep Mexicans from coming across the border.
Okay, well, let me respond then. First of all, that bill said nothing about banning somebody from coming to this country. What it said, if you're going to come to this country, you got to apply the right way. And going back to what I said earlier, the first bill that was passed that addressed that the immigration, the Senate didn't want to take that bill. That bill was the first bill that was passed. Now, the Senate came with their bill, but their bill was still allowing 1.5 million just to come across the border illegally. No, I wouldn't support that. Who would support that? Nobody would support that. So let's keep the facts.
Well, no, what it was doing was trying to make a path of citizenship. That's the part you're leaving out. Nobody they wanted to have a path to citizenship in the country, Vernon. Let's go back and pull that bill and read it word
House
by word.
Resolution 2. House Resolution 2 had a path for citizenship.
But he still, they shot him all down, for asylum,
but the way the asylum laws work, if your country, first of all, asylum is based on your government attacking you. Now, not that you're coming from a bad neighborhood. Your government has to turn against you. And then you go and apply for asylum to the neighboring country. What were they doing? They were coming from China and everywhere else, marching through Mexico, coming to our country. What Trump has said, apply for asylum in Mexico, and then go through the process we're letting in. I agree to that. Immigration now, when you look at how many people have come to this country, Mayor Adams in New York was all for immigration. They had greeters welcome when they got off the bus. Now he's giving a one-way ticket to tell them to get the hell out of New York. Why? Because it's taking resources, it's bringing crime, and is not helping the city of New York's residents when they have priorities. So we may disagree on that.
Now, Vernon, I'm not going to sit and argue with you about that only because I want you to listen to me. I think that the United States needs to do much better with immigration. So that's why I started with this. But what I'm saying to you, but when we had the opportunity, the Republicans, instead of working with the Democratic Party on this, Johnson, when he came back, would not allow that to go through.
The House of Representatives.
Okay, we're going to move from immigration because we don't have much time. We're going to move from immigration. We're going to move from immigration for a minute. We're going to keep moving.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 Hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 Sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
For you know when the House has a bill and the Senate has a bill,
Vernon,
you know how
we're gonna move from immigration.
Okay, let's move forward.
Because I really, but all jokes aside, I do think America need to do something about that. But let's go. Let's keep moving. And what? And I ain't even going to mess with you about this wall that Trump said he was going to have the Mexican president build. What happened with that?
The same wall that Kamala wants to build.
But let me tell you something.
The same wall that Kamala wants to build.
But they did not go around and say, we're going to make Mexico pay for the wall. Trump did that. There's no wall, and Trump didn't get them to pay for it.
Commercial.
Okay,
we got it. The same wall that Kamala shot a commercial in front of that she said she didn't want to build. Now she wants to build it. Let's go on to the next one.
But the same one he said he was going to build. And had him pay for
it. He built it, didn't he?
So he lied.
It didn't matter. He built it, didn't he?
He did not finish building that wall. That wall is still not completely built, and it ain't paid for by Mexico.
Because the Biden administration came in and stopped the wall from being built.
Oh, my God, Vernon. Not Vernon.
Started building the wall again.
How much time we got before we go to break? We got to go to break. Vernon, stay on, because we got to hit the rest of it. We really got to get to this transgender. Hold on for a second. And you know what? We going to say her name, since you didn't say her name, VP Kamala Harris. I just love to say that. Soon to be President Kamala Harris. Woo, okay, woo, woo. I'm going to go. We're going to go to break. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
It's a thriller. It's a thriller,
all
D.
All right, go,
it's
a thriller. Okay. Okay.
It's a thriller.
It's going to be one tonight,
oh,
right?
Oh, one tonight. You're going to moonwalk. You're going to moonwalk, D.
I'm going to be all over.
You're
going
to be moonwalking.
You see, I'm backing up now.
Oh, look at her, y'all. Y'all got the man. We should have a video here.
Man.
This lady all over the wall.
It's going to be like, I'm doing a little step that was in a thriller movie. You know, thriller video. We're back. It's your girl, D-Dog, is technically waking up with D, and we have... Running with me today, we have LJ, Life with LJ.
Come on now.
And our guest today is Vernon Jones, y'all. Give it up for Vernon Jones. Come on, y'all. Come on, give him some. Yeah, because, you know, see, this is one thing I would like to say to everybody before we can continue this conversation. It is important that we have black people that are Democrats and Republicans. I don't know how we got to the point that we could only be, you know, a monolith, that we could only have one party. My concern with you, I'm going to be just flat out with you, Vern, is that you're supporting Trump. It ain't because you're a Republican. It's because you're a MAGA Republican. You know, like, if you were supporting, like, you know, a Liz Cheney or
Liz Cheney?
Yeah, I said
Liz
it. I
Cheney,
said
the war
it.
Hawk, the one that Democrats hate, her and her father, Dick
Liz Cheney.
Cheney,
I said what I said. Or, okay. You know, Haley from South Carolina.
Man.
Look, Haley from South Carolina. I would be like, okay.
You know, Nikki Haley.
Well, I like Nikki Haley. That's what I said. You know, Haley. If you know, well,
because
I'm from South Carolina.
Newsom, or maybe you've had,
I'm just saying.
You know, Gabby Tulsa. You know, if you had some of those.
No, we ain't going to say nothing about Gabby. Bye, Gabby. I'm just saying, all jokes aside, but seriously, Bernie, we, as black people, let's say Colin Powell had ran for president during the time that he was, in office. I probably would have supported somebody like a Colin Powell. And, you know, I'm being real. I'm talking real. And even when it was time for him to vote, even though he was a Republican, when it was time for Obama to run, he supported Barack Obama. Because sometimes we have to understand that it's bigger than a party per se, but it's about our issues. And so we've got to make sure that we say that. But for me, there is nothing under the sun that this whole MAGA thing got me all bent. But let's go to abortion for a second. Please tell me why you feel like women should not have autonomy over their body. Or do you? Because there are some Republicans who are pro-choice. What are you?
Well, here's the hypocrisy with the Democrat Party. When they say my body, my choice, well, the Democrat Party forced COVID vaccinations down many people's throats. People lost their jobs. They lost their business. You couldn't even come into a restaurant unless you had a COVID vaccination shot. Now, what about those people's bodies? You come up with a vaccination within a year's time, and normally it takes about 5 years. All of a sudden, forget about your body, your choice. You're going to take this. And who headed that up? The Democrats. So when I hear let's
wait a minute. So let's back up. I'm on that, Vernon. Now, let's back up. We had a global pandemic.
Doesn't matter.
It does. It does. I'm going someplace with this.
You can't force me to take it.
We had a global pandemic. No, nobody. They didn't say you had to take it. They just said if you don't take it, you might not get your job. But they didn't say you had to take it. They didn't say you had to take it.
People lost their jobs. Kids were thrown out of college. Men and women were thrown out of the military if they didn't take the COVID shot. Now, don't tell me that
they didn't say you had
to take it. We're going to move on. Let's go back to abortion.
They didn't say you had to take it, Bernie. What they did say was you may not have a job if you don't take it. But they didn't say you had to take it.
And let's be
realistic on this.
College, you don't take it, or Vernon. You can't show up in a restaurant if you don't take it.
Vernon.
No, and a lot
so
of people.
So let's be honest. We had not had a global pandemic since early in the day.
We have had we've had pandemics before.
You hadn't had a global pandemic in our lifetime, Vernon. We did not have one where people was dying left and right. Now, come on.
Telling people,
come on, Vernon.
You have 10 or more people in your house during Christmas. We're going to arrest you. When did our government become a police
Vernon.
State? No. You
Vernon.
Are allowed to take your civil rights,
Vernon.
But I'm not going to let it take my civil rights, civil liberty.
You know what I'm tripping off of? You know what I'm tripping off of?
I do not
Vernon,
support
you, you're talking over me.
Up until
Vernon.
The date of a child's birthday. You know right now there are
Vernon.
Many states right now in this country
Vernon,
that you can have an abortion and have nothing
now,
to
Vernon.
Do with race.
How you not going to listen? Now, what if I put you on silent? Because you're not listening, Vernon.
Asked me to address the issue
Vernon.
Of abortion. Now you won't let me address
no,
it.
No, because what you're not going to do is what do like you do, overtalk everybody else on them other shows. Vernon, you know me long enough, and you know people don't know us, our relationship. Even in private, you know we go toe-to-toe. So, Vernon,
okay.
I'm trying to get
right,
to a
then.
Point right now for a second because you're saying stuff, and I want to make sure the listeners, voters,
with, and
the people
let
are listening.
Me get my point
no, because you, I'm trying to get my point out. No. You got your point out. So let me say something, you're going to go back. So what I'm saying is we had a global pandemic. This should not have ever been about Democrat and Republican, ever. We had the whole world was in turmoil. No one knew how this thing was being spread, if you could get it, how you could get it. And I'm not saying that everybody should take it. My son to this day, that boy was like, I'm not taking it. I don't know what's in it. It might kill me. Did I tell him I'm going to throw you away? No, I said, well, if you don't take it right now, that's your business. But stay at your house for a little while till we figure this out. But then that's my son. And so I had to go ahead and just kind of let him be because he didn't want it. But I told him when you was a child, I gave you vaccinations and you knew nothing about it. We automatically give our children all these other vaccinations when they're born. And we don't act crazy about vaccinations. We don't know what's all in that stuff. But listen, if it was so bad, why was the rest of the world trying to get vaccinations from us? Because they didn't have them in their country and people were dying left and right. And if it was so bad, why did Trump take it? Why did Pence take it? Why did all the Republicans take the doggone vaccination if it was so bad? See, this is what I'm talking about. Why did Lindsey Graham take it? Why did Ted Cruz take it? All these people that's acting a monkey fool took the vaccination. So why did they do that? That's all I'm asking you. Why did they take it? They shouldn't have took it. They're going to tell other people not to take it. Did you take it? Did you take it?
If you're going to interview someone...
Did you take it? I'm not interviewing you. I'm not interviewing you. We're having a conversation.
You still won't let me talk. So
Vernon, man, come on. Talk, Vernon, talk. Talk, Vernon, talk. Talk. Yeah, this is how me and Vernon are in general. Talk, Vernon, talk.
Yeah, we are. COVID was very serious. No one said it's not very serious. COVID came out of the Wuhan lab. Just like Trump said it came out of Wuhan lab, but they said he was a racist because it came from China. It didn't come from Lithuania. It came from China. This government.
Now, I'm agree with you on that one.
The United States government under Joe Biden forced government employees to take that COVID vaccination. If they didn't, they were going to lose their job. Matter of fact, there were those that sued. And the courts had to even rule on whether or not people are forced to take their COVID vaccination. I didn't take COVID vaccination. I'm not going to take it. And many people have adverse effects to that COVID vaccination. Many people, first they said the COVID vaccination was going to keep you from getting it. It was going to keep you from spreading. And it was a big lie. It just come out recently, too. The whole 6 feet rule. If somebody just pulled it out of the air.
Burn,
then they say you
no
wear
lie.
One mask, then two masks, and then three masks. A lot of this was a big lie. It was political, whether you want to say it or not. It was political.
So the whole world was in on this.
You know, I know
what
the American people
know. The whole world was in on it.
I don't care if the whole world had it. The whole world had diseases before. They've had viruses before. So
my
point of it is, I'm going back to my original point. The government should not have forced people to take the COVID vaccination. The government shouldn't have got so much where it was going to tell people, if you can only have an X amount of people at your house, or X amount of people at your restaurant. The government went too far up because it's big political lie.
I agree with the house stuff. I do agree. No, I agree that the government should not have been telling people how many people
they
have at your house. They did. Well, they didn't necessarily do it in every state. But, Vernon, people were scared. People were dying. Vernon, I myself had so many people I knew in my family that died from COVID. Vernon, do you realize, do you remember that I was in the hospital with COVID and I could not breathe on oxygen?
There were
so that's why I tell people, this wasn't no made-up stuff, Vernon. COVID was real.
I'm not debating whether or not people got COVID.
Okay, Bernie,
or not. That's not what we're debating here. What we're debating is just because they came out with or COVID existed, people should not
people
be
didn't know
forced
what to do,
to
Bernie.
Take the COVID vaccination.
The people didn't know what to do. The country didn't know what to do.
They were scared.
The whole world was scared, Bernie.
Okay,
and it wasn't a Democrat Republican thing. We got to go to break.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
How would you describe yourself? Fun, sporty, bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
What politics?
I'm scared. Bernie, we got to go to break. We got to go to break. I got you. We got to go to break. News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. We're back. You're waking up with D. This is News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. And we have with us this morning, LJ. Real life. Real life.
Oh, D. Dr. D, you got
man, the phone lines.
What you say?
They so full. I'm trying to. This is, you know, we probably should have had just a whole show around something like this because these lines are full. And this is for good conversation because you want people to. To hear the difference of opinions. And we, again, y'all, we have on with us this morning, Vernon Jones, longtime politician. And so let me just say one thing for you all. When Vernon, one of the reasons why I like when you were the CEO, because you were so pro-black, right? And now people are questioning if you are still pro-black. I don't know. Are you still pro-black, Vernon? That's what they're asking me. I don't know.
So let's make sure I understand the question.
Because I didn't say that. I'm asking the question they told me to ask
you. That's about as much as saying if Kamala Harris pro-black. If Kamala had known Madam Lockup for brother, is she pro-black? That's insulting to ask if someone's pro-black. I can tell you this.
Y'all hear that? Bernie said it's insulting. Don't ask him that. But it's a valid question. People want to ask you.
Are you pro-black?
Man, I'm pro-black all day.
What makes you more pro-black than me?
I'm black and I'm proud. Well, see, I'm pro-black because I put the issue. Being a Democrat doesn't make you pro-black. Your values, your issues make you pro-black.
So here are my values. Tell me if I share values with you. I believe in children getting a quality education. Do you share that?
I do.
Do you believe that people should have opportunity to jobs and opportunity to be entrepreneurs to take care of their families? Do you believe that?
I do.
Do you believe that people should have the right to vote for who in the hell they want to vote for?
I absolutely do.
Okay, then sound like we share values.
No.
Sound like we share values.
Okay, let's do this. Do you believe that the Department of Education should be eradicated and gotten rid of?
Absolutely, and I tell you why. Let local government.
You said you do.
Right where the people.
Oh, speak to Black Jesus.
I don't think I stuttered. I actually think that local school boards and those local parents know what's best for their children than bureaucrats up in Washington, D.C. making thousands and thousands of dollars, don't even live in these communities, don't even know what's going on in these communities, don't even understand these communities. Let the local people, those local parents right there in DeKalb County and Southwest DeKalb
You know what the problem with that is? You know what the problem with that is, Bernie? And you should know this. And you should know this.
You asked me.
I know what you said, but I'm going to tell you what I feel like the problem is on this.
What's your next question?
Bernie, first of all, you ain't running this show. You're not interviewing me. What you doing, ninja? Come on now. Bernie, come on, brother. Now, come on. Work with me now. Work with me. Don't work against me.
This is going to be a debate.
We're not debating, Bernie. We're having a conversation, just like we would have if we were sitting beside each other and nobody was around us. I'm just saying people want to hear this, and I will be going back and forth with you now. People want to know things, and I'm just asking you questions. I do. Say, for instance, I got upset when Trump talked about black jobs, and then I had to think about it. It's okay. There are some black jobs.
I said when Kamala Harris and Obama and others think that black men won't vote for her just because she's a woman. That's an insult to black men.
Well, you know what?
Black men don't want to vote for her because she never wanted to do anything for black people. She said that out of her own mouth. That is
poppycock. I can't even say what I want to say on the radio.
Okay,
I can't even say what I want to say on the radio.
That's the difference here.
No, because we talk factual. You're not talking factual. I know you may not like her. You got to pull your party line, and that's okay.
I have no problem. I don't dislike her. Let me just say this. I think it's important. Let me just say this.
What you got?
I wish Kamala Harris all the best if she's elected. I just happen to have a philosophical and ideological disagreement with her. For example, I hate when I hear black candidates, whether Obama or her, say, well, I got to be the president for everybody. I just can't be president for black folks. I'm not just going to do something for black folks. I'm sick of that because they become the president for illegals. They become the president for the LGBTQ community. They become the president for all these other organizations. But when it comes to black folks, I got to be the president for everybody. No, be the president for black folks.
You know, I'm going to have to agree with you on that one. Bernie, you ain't even lying on that one.
Be the president for black people.
You know what?
I'm sick of that.
Now, let me say something, man. Now, we got agreement with that now. Let me tell you something. I do feel like more stuff should be done for black people in particular versus everything else you just said. But it's how we do it. It's not what we're doing. It's how we do it. And I honestly don't see the Republican Party doing that. And if you had been listening to me on the show, every time I come on, I always say that neither party has done everything for black people, but the Democratic Party has done more, in my opinion, in the policies they put place. Mm-hmm. But I do think
What has Democrats done for black people? Now, Democrats.
We can start with health care. Do you see the Republicans trying to make sure black people have health care? No, they don't care nothing about that. No.
But that was for white people.
No, but that was for black people. But more black people.
That was for people. No.
Cut it out. And they're still trying to cut it out. They're still trying to get rid of Obamacare.
No. What they did was they got rid of people, black people, having to pay taxes to the federal government. And they can't afford the health care. It was a mandate. You can't tell poor people that if you don't have insurance, we're gonna tax you.
You the main one saying I don't let you talk, and you over here trying to overtalk me. Bernie, we ain't gonna do that today. Bernie, I ain't playing with you right now. Bernie, we got somebody who want to ask you a question. Who is this? I don't even know. This says Ray from Texas. Is it Ray from Texas? Roy from Texas, you have a question for Mr. Jones?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for taking my call. My brother's filibustering. He's not communicating. I'd like him to do one thing while we listen to him on your show, while we have a chance, is that when my sister D asks you a question, just answer the question, then you can do elaborate how you like that. But if you just throw another line, brother, then, but that's not why I'm calling to say all this, but stop filibustering. Stop, you know, but the big thing is this about Republicans. Trump going to take $4,000 with the tariffs. Trump, if a lady have abortions, I mean, they just tried to eradicate abortions. No matter the lady's sick. Look at all them sisters who died because of those situations. There's so many instances of what this man is doing, that he's stealing babies, and he's talking about the border. He's talking about importing people. He might import you, too. So I want to know, answer the questions. Well, I'm going to hang up. I want to hear answer sister's question. Communicate with her. Is it one guy on the show or two? It sounds like it's one instead of two. But in other words, brother, let's talk. Let's communicate. Today is a great day. We know you're going to lose today, but don't be upset, you know, because you're going to lose, bro. But I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to say those are three things I have that ask a question about a boy. If a lady's sick, a mama's sick, sister's sick, and the young girls, if they're in a situation where the babies may not make it, they can't have abortions. Let's be logical here in this situation. And so I don't know why you, because then you say, I'm going to hang up on this. You say you're Republicans, but these guys are not Republicans, bro. They kind of said MAGA. They got other agendas that not even on your side. You can't even go to their rally. So I'm going to hang up, and I'm continuing to listen, brother. Let's communicate.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, that was a bunch of hogwash, because he didn't even know what he was talking about. First of all, not only do I go to rallies, I even speak at the rallies. A second thing, Trump is not looking at importing me, and he can't export me. That's bullshit. So let's just get down to answering the question about abortion. I tried to answer that earlier. I do not believe abortions take place up to a child's birthday. And right now in many states, regardless, take incest out, take rape out, take the mother health is at jeopardy. There are several states right now in this country that you can go and have an abortion up until birth. I disagree with that. When you want to talk about reproductive rights, that is reproduction. Margaret Sanger, who was the founder of Planned Parenthood, set out to abort every black baby she can find and to sterilize every black woman she can find. Matter of fact, she said black people are defective from birth and they need to be weeded out like weeds. That's who founded Planned Parenthood. Bernie. And in most black communities where you find Planned Parenthood, they're aborting babies. I happen to believe, this is my belief, this is just my belief, that
I'm not messing with your belief. I'm just trying to get it to go.
Aborted, especially up until the day of birth. Someone will put a time limit on it, fine, up to 15 weeks, fine. But we just can't have open and just, that's murder. You have a baby in someone's body.
Hold on for a second.
If a lady is Vernon. In an accident and she get in a car accident and a drunk driver hit her.
Oh, he's just talking. Vernon, I'm not trying to cut you off, and I'm going to hold you over for a few more minutes because actually we got to go to break. But he did start answering the question. So let me get it clear. You do think a woman should be able to get an abortion up to like 16 weeks. You just think it should be a limit on the amount of time.
I do not support abortions. I support abortions.
Okay,
period.
So you do not support abortions.
I do think the American people want some limits on abortion, at least some limits.
And Vernon, it's very few people who get abortions all the way up to the day before they have a child.
I want you to get many.
But you know what, Vernon? You know what?
Too many.
What I will say is, I don't think anybody should get an abortion all the way up until they about to give birth either, but it's so rare, and that's why we have to have medical doctors and scientists get involved in this conversation. But the thing about it is, a woman should still have autonomy over her own body. If you feel like people shouldn't have gotten vaccinations, you should also feel that a woman should determine whether or not she wants to keep a baby, a fetus, inside of her body. That's a valid question as well. News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community.
Power,
mm. 89. Yes.
See, you're 89.
I'm trying to tell you. The power is strong out here.
Oh,
but let the force be with you. This is News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community.
November 5th.
Waking up with D, and we have in the studio with us this morning, LJ.
Yes.
Y'all, this has been a morning this morning. Let me tell you something. Y'all, if y'all don't get up and go vote now and tell everybody you know to go out in them streets and vote, just don't even be listening to us. While you have your phone out or your laptops out, pick up your phone and dial 5 or 10 people. Just text them and say, did you go vote today? Because this is the battle. This is the battle royale. We fighting the power out here, LJ.
That's it.
But people got excited about the numbers.
Yeah, 4 million people. Everybody's hands clapping and all that, but we got 7 million voters in Georgia. That's not enough.
So what we got to do, Lance?
You got to get out there and vote. You got to ride. You get them to the polls. If you voted, take some folks with you to the polls. You can ridetothepolls.com. Ridetothepolls.com is a place if you need a ride to the poll, D. You got to get out there.
And free.
It's free.
And tell them to text that to the people they texted and ask them if they voted.
Ridetothepolls.com.
So they will pick you up from anywhere.
Anywhere.
And don't even say you have 2 kids, 3 kids at home. Guess what?
People's agenda sponsors.
They will pick you up.
Yes.
Put your kids in the car with you.
Can't go to Whole Foods,
take you to the poll.
Can't go to
Aldi's
after you finish. Can't go
to
Aldi's.
Right, can't go grocery shopping, all that. But they will take you to the polls, you and your kids, and bring you back. So y'all text that to people. Y'all don't play.
Don't get comfortable.
And don't take it for granted that people know this. They may not know this. They may be at home saying, well, I don't have a way to get to the polls. And then, if they don't know where they're supposed to vote, send them the website of what they can find out. The My Voter page.
Yes.
Take them to mvp.sos.ga.gov.
That's it.
All they got to do, y'all.
But this is the day you
this
have to do it.
This is the day.
No
day,
more
day.
Talking. This is it.
Good God Almighty. This is the day. Anyway, we are still on with Vernon Jones. I want to say the Honorable Vernon Jones. Some people, you know, I'm going to still say that. First black CEO of DeKalb County did a phenomenal job as the CEO of DeKalb County. And somewhere along the way, Bernie, you done. I don't know what's happened. But anyway, we have Bernie still with me. Okay.
I would never leave you, D. I would never leave the hammer either.
Come on, hammer.
Look, like you said, the Democratic Party left you. Oh, my God, this thing's so funny to me.
But we're going to
talk about that one day, but not today. We're going to talk about what the Democratic Party should and should not have been doing to help black people. We're going to have that conversation.
I'm ready for
that. That's a real conversation.
Yeah, I'm ready for that one.
After the 5th.
On the 6th.
On the 6th, because right now we're in the battle of our lives. So, Vernon, these people calling in, who is this? Jihad from West End. You got the mic. Oh, and y'all, the call-in number this morning is 404-726-1380. Jihad, you have a question for...
Yeah, a question and a comment.
Okay.
If I could. My first statement is to you. I personally don't believe that you would allow any of your callers to overtalk you like Mr. Jones is doing and dominating the conversation like Mr. Jones is doing. That's just a personal comment to you. And I think you mentioned that to him. But he seems to keep doing it. Now, let me get to something Mr. Jones said. He said that you asked him a question. And just like the previous caller said, he never answers the question. You asked him about the bill. His response was Chuck Schumer did a wrong thing. So the implication is that the policy will be if somebody else did something wrong, it's all right for somebody else to do something wrong. So his answer to you was, well, Schumer did it. He never answered why Trump did it in 2024 or 2022 or 2023, whenever it was. Never answered a question. Every question you ask him, his response is to find something in history that maybe the Democrats did. So therefore, because the Democrat did this, then it's all right for his scumbag president to do the same thing. Give us intelligent answers. We're not here for tit for tat. We're not here to joke with you because we're trying to elect the president of the United States of America. And then to come on this station as a black man and say that woman, when that is the language that Trump and his supporter, MAGA supporters, is using, to come on this station and insult us in such a manner, saying that woman, like you don't know Ms. Harris's name, brother, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You're a good man, or used to be a good man from that perspective. You were a good man, but on those particular issues, not all over, I'm not saying you're not a bad man all over, because I'm not that damn stupid. You are a good man. But to come on here and insult Ms. Harris, when you know that this particular station basically is a great supporter of, not the station, but the people who call the station, are supporter of Ms. Harris, and to come on here and insult her in the manner in which the megas insult her is insulting to me and below your status, the Vernon Jones that I remember. Matter of fact, this whole Vernon Jones I'm hearing now is, in my personal opinion, sickening. Thank you very much.
Well, Vernon, there you... Vernon, do you want to...
I don't know now. Can I respond or not?
It depends on what you're about to say. I mean, but you have an opportunity.
See, now it's censorship.
No, this is not censorship. This is saneship. This is acting like you got some sense now.
Oh, so here it's ironic. I have sense when I say something that agrees with someone. But if I don't agree with them, then I don't have any sense. And to that gentleman,
It's I think he's saying the manner of which you are communicating, because he just said, I never let other people overtalk me. But I gave you some leeway today that I usually don't give many people. But that's because you and I have a different type of relationship where we banter. But I guess they are a little twisted. They should not be confused. There has been times me and you have really been about to go to straight blows for real. But they don't understand that. So I just want to give that some clarity, but he does have a point. You have been talking and trying to overtalk the conversation, but go ahead and answer. I mean, because he did say something to you that you had not answered the questions.
Okay. So, again, you may not like my question, my answer, but it's my answer. Now, I made special provision to come on your show. I didn't have to come on your show. I had other things I could be doing, other shows. I got other shows to do today and the rest of the week. So, and been doing shows, so this is not new to me. All right, so I'm on your show because you asked me to come on your show. You wanted to hear my opinion. You don't have to agree with it. Your audience does not have to agree with it. He just said this show station supports Kamala Harris. That says right there from the start, I'm in a situation where this is a pro-Kamala station.
No, that is not what he said. Well, that was just his comment. This is not a pro-Kamala station. WAOK is nonpartisan. And what happens, some of the callers who call in may be pro-Kamala, but yesterday, almost every caller I got was pro-Trump. Literally. Yesterday. Almost every last one.
I'm going with what that gentleman said. That gentleman said that WAOK is pro-Kamala. That's what he said. I'm just going by what he said.
That's his comment. He does not speak for the radio station.
And I can also go by, listen to this, I think anybody in their right mind knows that this station and this shows are geared more towards the Democrat Party. It is.
Well, that's just because most black people argue with good sense, Vernon argues towards the Democrat Party. Come on now.
Black, but that's an insult in itself, because I don't support the Democrat Party. I don't have good sense. That's an insult to all of us who are not Democrats.
No.
That means we don't have a good sense.
Well, not right now. Not supporting MAGA Trump, you don't. Now, come on now.
I believe in making America great again. I believe in prices
being
reduced.
Man, you want to make us... Okay.
A gas cost less. I believe in interest rates going down. I believe in securing the border. I believe in getting out of these wars. That doesn't make me not have any sense. It just makes me feel differently from you. Now, you just all agreed about how the Democratic Party does black people. With the one, when every time the Democrats lose an election, they blame black people. Every single time they blame black people.
Vernon, do you think the Republican Party does better? I want to ask you this honest opinion. Do you really believe in your heart of hearts that the Republican Party does better by black people? Do you really? I'm serious now. We're not even joking today now, because you just said all that. That leads up to that question.
I'm not able to answer any questions, so guess what? Let's do this. You support your Democrat, and that's fine. I'm going to support the GOP and anybody else I feel that I think represents me and my values.
So you couldn't really.
And I'll leave it at that. You got another question?
So you really didn't answer that. But we got to go to break and
I
come back.
I didn't answer that question. I didn't ask where you want me to answer.
No. Wait, you got a point. You're right. Okay, so this is News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. We got to go to break.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.